Hey everybody, it's Wes, host of Nitro Beard. I don't really like doing these, you know, these little pre-podcast introductions, simply because every time I have to do one, it's usually bad news, and this one's bad news. Okay, let's go back in time about 4 or 5 days. May 1st, we recorded Nitro Beard episode 11, and we had a special guest. It was myself, Brian Belita, and our special guest, and it was our PC gaming special. And it was about, 2 hours and 15 minutes of nothing but just PC gaming talk, and yeah, this was our favorite game, and this one was awesome, and man, you should play this. A lot of name dropping, a lot of great games talked about. Everything went well. I get done doing my side of the post-production stuff. Come to find out, my new audio program decided to corrupt the entire episode, making it completely inaudible. It was nothing but hisses and screeches. It's like, basically, if someone was playing really cheesy, bad heavy metal guitar, but the guitar was not plugged in, and you got nothing but feedback. Just not pleasant to the ears. So I had to scrap it. 2 hours of brilliant content, I had to scrap it. So I was mad about that. It took a few days, you know, Brian had a birthday on Sunday, so I was like, yeah man, you know, yeah, we'll come back midweek, we'll do a re-record, everything will be fine. So, you know, come today, today's May 5th, good old Cinco de Mayo. And we did our re-recording, but it was just myself and Brian. Our special guest had some scheduling conflicts, but it was a good episode. We covered Grand Theft Auto 4 and City of Heroes, and it was a good, you know, hour and 30 minutes. Good show, good standard show, and everything went great until post, in which I found out everything was corrupt again. And I just found this out probably 15 minutes ago, so I'm still a little heated. But, yeah, I'm trying to do tech support on this side, but I knew I had to get something up. I had to get some sort of content up because, I mean, you guys have given us nothing but fantastic support, and we want to keep giving you good content. What we would like to think is quality content. And we are going to continue to do that, and I'm going to fix this. I mean, this is a very temporary hassle that we're going through on the production side of it, but I'll get it figured out. We'll do some backup recordings. We'll figure something out. Episode 11 will be in your ears in less than a week. I can guarantee you that much. What that show will entail, I can't promise, but I know that our PC gaming special is just around the corner. But I was thinking, off the cuff, what in God's name could we have for an episode? What would be good, entertaining, funny radio? Lord knows you don't want to hear me drone on more than I am right now. I can't do a single man podcast. It's just not good radio. So I thought, you know, we have mentioned something in Nitro Beard, throughout Nitro Beard, actually. I think all the way going back to episode 3 or 4, we've mentioned a certain event, a certain place in time, that something magical happened. And oddly enough, it dealt with Mr. Brian Belita, who you all know and love from Nitro Beard fame, and our special guest, the one that's going to be on the PC gaming special. And this was an event that they were both a part of. And I found the audio recording of said event that we've, you know, dropped on other Nitro Beards and stuff like that. And it's absolutely effing hilarious. It is incredible, and I'm glad I found it. And as a treat for you all listening, and to kind of get your, you know, whet your appetite a little bit for the PC gaming tomfoolery that is going to happen in the upcoming days, I actually have, in its entirety, completely uncensored, completely unedited, off the cuff, just as you would see it if you went to go on Google Video, if you did a Google search for it, all of this uncensored, unedited. It's The Legend of Narpig. And I'll do kind of a preface of it. I mean, I wasn't there, but I've seen it enough, and I've laughed at it enough, and I can quote it enough. I can quote the damn thing verbatim now. But what it is it's a very memorable, very hilarious match that Brian and our special guest was a part of in Left 4 Dead. And it's against another team, you know, of opponents and everything. I believe they were on the, Brian and our special guest were on the infected side, so they were playing as the zombies, as the hunters, as, you know, the boomers, as the tanks, things like that. And then Narpig's team were the survivors. And Narpig, something tells me you'll be able to figure out which one Narpig is, but needless to say, it's absolutely hilarious. It's about 25 minutes long, and trust me, I'm going to have the video in the show notes, and I mean, with the video, the audio is that much funnier, but the audio by itself is still hysterical. Just if you're playing this on an iPod, or, you know, you're on a public bus or something, get ready to laugh your ass off, because what you're about to hear is absolutely hilarious. So just to kind of whet your appetite before a PC gaming special, I'm gonna shut up. We're gonna get right to it. But it is my great, great pleasure, a hilarious pleasure, in fact, to introduce to you and to present the entirety, uncut, unedited, uncensored, all of it. Here it is, The Legend of Narpig.
Yeah, they made it pretty irritating.
Yo, come on, meet me up here.
Come on, Haas, let's go.
Look where I'm at! This guy's teabagging! shaking me. He's shaking his butt around my face. This guy's putting his butt in my face.
Lucky. Keep going, Squiz.
The tank is still up?
He's almost dead.
Oh, he's dead. Whoa. Watch out.
Dude, save me. I don't know. Fall it.
Ow.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. And there goes the old man.
Wow. Ow! I fell. Oh, I hate you all. It's the old geezer to you.
That's funny. Kid telling me to call him the old geezer.
Yeah, you call me an old geezer, man. You don't call me.
And I thought the smack talk from him was bad.
He's like 60 years old. He just has a child's voice, man.
Oh, wow. She's in a hurry.
Go, man, go.
Aw, man. I couldn't tackle him for some reason. Like a target. Remembered by Girl Scout cookies from the skinny little girl in the room next to us.
Which is in a different spot?
Go, Banana Man!
You can do it, Captain!
You can do it!
Don't be scared! I heard these humans are weak ones! Everybody help him out!
Oh my god!
Come to his position!
Wow, that was a quick tank. Oh fuck, there's a mall in here. Oh, there you go.
Owned.
Here, Squiz, you go ahead and heal.
Cover me.
This girl's got skills.
Lewis! I want to heal up.
Smoker behind.
Watch out. Ammo here.
Oh, the boomer. Good shooting. Hey, boomer's down. Go ahead and hit it. You gotta love those armor-piercing shotgun shells.
wants to cover his ass because it's so goddamn sexy.
Oh.
Oh, man. Woo, that was a close. He almost smokered you out between the doors.
One day, Galdi's gonna go back to normal.
I'll be peace back on Earth if I gotta murder every one of these bastards with my bare goddamn hands. Damn straight. Stop screaming.
What are you doing?
I just love the one-liners they go through in this elevator.
Start climbing!
I hate Ayn Rand. We'll shotgun him in the face if he doesn't.
What do you want me to say?
Too good.
Somewhere around here, somewhere.
That was a little closer than I'd like.
Wow. That's not good. That wall wouldn't open up for me. That's no fair. Zombie to the face, I'd call that an ambush.
We're almost out of here!
I've actually seen that happen. It was very funny just watching a waterfall of flesh fall off the side of the hospital. Zeds are liking me.
Yep.
Not Captain Banana! Watch your back, Narpik. Ooh, pipe bombs. Take some of that action. Come on, Narpik, don't fall off the side. None of us want that.
Oh my god, I'm done. I tried to heal.
No, you're not. I got you.
Well, you know, sometimes you guys don't help, so just assume.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence there, dude.
Anytime.
Oh, ow. Hunter got me. That's a good bounce. I think I might be down. Narpik, go out those doors to your left and you can shoot him. Never mind. Ouch. I'm gonna heal up.
Help me!
I really don't like Narpik.
They are not right. I will not give up. I would just blow it on fire. Everyone gives me all right. Hugs. It's all right. You're gonna
be okay. Easy. Here, have a hug.
Aw, thank you. I knew I was a chick med.
Oh my god.
I'm also a zombie magnet.
Oh man.
Oh, I threw something. Crap.
Going for another pipe.
I hate everybody. I really do.
Isn't that just precious? Okay. Stand up.
Oh, Chicky's helping. Yeah. I'm
smoker
a chick
down balls.
Magnet, man. Someone heal me.
Okay, we get it. I'm the only person that'll help you up.
They
really love me. They would. Hey, Narpik, I'd like you to go and get the next pipe bomb off of that roof over to our left.
Thank you so much. You're a nice person. I'm a legend, man. Oh, I'm the only legend. I'm awesome. I'm a legend.
Oh, I fell off the roof. I'm about to get puked on. Oh, that was a close one. Alright, where is Tizombark? That is to Uber Zombark.
Aww, he's giving me hugs. He must really like me. Oh, he's with me, man.
Wow, that was quick.
He is with me. Oh, man, someone get this guy off me. Too close, too close.
Why is it always me? Why is it always me?
Because I'm a chick magnet. Oh, my God, not again.
You're getting up yourself from that one. Alright, cover me, I gotta heal up. And so does Narpig.
This is too hard. Guys are so much tougher.
Come on,
Yo
Geezer, stand up.
I need that.
Come on, Yo Geezer, stand up.
It ain't my fault I'm old.
No, but it is your fault for getting shot in Vietnam.
Oh my god, not again, you know? Everyone gives me love. Everyone. It's either a guy or girl, I don't know, but I just get love. You know what? I can't even see now. I'm being puked. That's how much love I'm getting. I'm being puked on.
So much love, it's sickening.
I'm just a sexy man.
Jeez.
Rubs for Noah Pig.
Come here, Black.
Who wants a hug? Oh, do you know that the thing has an answer and everything?
Oh, I got boom done. Oh, and then I go off the side.
Oh, I'm getting so much love. I appreciate it.
Well, I just went flying.
Come on, take a free ride. Come on, fatty.
Hey, don't call him fat. He's very sensitive about his weight. Can't you see by how much time he spends at the gym?
True that.
Anyway.
Yay! You know what? I'm liking this now. I'm starting to like that. Too much love killed the Noah Pig.
It's okay. I needed a relaxing flight. I'll run you that. Run, guys, run! Captain Banana, you got yourself as a human shield for Horse Doctor.
See? The two people that are dead, man. We get. We're dead.
Man. Just get on the helicopter.
Run, Banana, run!
Just get on the helicopter.
Get
on the
helicopter. Just do it! Run!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We with it.
Good shot, man.
And the flesh waterfall falls off the side of the hospital.
How is it that the only guy that lived was a black man? It's not.
I'm just so
like
happy the old geezer
get us traction in points. That's an infraction.
Even though I'm dead, everyone better remember me for being the guy that they all loved. I'm just sexy, man.
Exactly, man. It's the complete opposite of what's supposed to happen.
Who's sexy? Who's sexy? Who's sexy? I am.
So, do we want to set up the typical ambush, or... Okay, I'll take that as a maybe. Okay, a typical ambush.
There's a hunter out there.
No!
Stop saying our secrets, man.
Squiz, you know what this calls for. With Narpig gone, we have no reason to live anymore. I want to see the sky one more time before I die.
Oh,
What?
Go for it!
Sign up for this shit!
Woo!